This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. First of all, in the news on this Wednesday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7.01 and a half up two. July wheat trading at 7.18 and a quarter up 1 1/4. May corn now trading at 6.78 up 1 1/2. July corn trading at 6.40 and a half up a half. May soybeans now trading at 14.73 up 9 1/2. July beans trading at 13.88 and a half, up 6 1/4. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 6.99 and a half, up 6 1/2. July wheat ended at 7.09, up 6 1/4. September wheat ended at 7.18 and 3/4, up 6 1/4. May corn yesterday ended at 6.76 and a half, down 2 1/4. July corn ended at 6.40, up 3 1/2. September corn ended the day at 5.61 and a half, up 1 3/4. May soybeans yesterday ended at 14.63 and a half, up 19. July beans ended at 13.82 and a quarter, up 13. August beans ended at 13.29 and a half, up 12 and a half. May soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 4.16.30, up 32. July meal 403.30 up 21. August meal 383.80 up 24. May soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 49.09 up 40. July oil 49.14 up 38. August oil 48.96 up 42. May oats yesterday ended the day at 407 and 3/4 down 4 3/4. July oats ended at 377 and a quarter down 1 3/4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. And the Illinois country grain prices ended mostly higher on Tuesday afternoon. Technical trading at the Board of Trade and strong cash markets helped to move soybean prices higher on Tuesday. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 663 to 674. Soybeans advanced 21 to 24 cents at 1439 to 1454. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a nickel higher at 662 to 677, and soybeans were up 18 to 19 cents at 1459 to 1477. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed, ranging from 654 to 680. Soybeans advanced 13 to 14 cents at 1453 to 1468. And the wheat bids up 6 to 7 at 689 to 713. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids gained 13 cents, ranging from 1492 to 1507. Basis ended steady, ranging from 110 up to 125 over July. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained to $3.20 to $5.20 per ton to range from $4.31.30 to $4.46.30. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 4 cents at $6.80 to $6.93. Basis steady on Tuesday, ranging from 40 to 53 over July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quarter producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents stronger at $6.82 to $6.84. Basis ended a 1 to 2 cents lower at 42 to 44 over July. Soybeans advanced 23 to 32 cents, ranging from $14.77 to $14.94, with basis gaining 10 to 19 cents at 95 to 112 over July. New crop wheat prices for July 13 delivery up 6 cents at $6.99 to $7.03, with basis remaining steady at 10 under to 6 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 cents stronger at $6.74 to $6.75. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 18 cents with quotations at $14.86 to $14.87. Soft red winter wheat up 13 cents at $7.28 to $7.29, and Milo gained 33 cents to range from $6.49 to $6.50. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $5.04 up to $5.17. New crop soybean bids $11.72 to $11.98. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids at $5.04 up to $5.19. New crop soybeans range from $11.80 to $11.97. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $5.07 up to $5.24. New crop soybean bids $11.85 to $11.98. And the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from a low of $6.79 up to $7.08. That concludes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. May hogs ended the day at 91.45, up 40. June hogs 91.30, down 2. July hogs 91.37, up 12. June cattle yesterday 120.82, down 47. August cattle 121.05, down 35. October cattle 124.27, down a quarter. May feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 136.87, down $1.52. August feeders 146.55, down 90. September feeders 147.92, down $1.07. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis were 76 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 74 to 93, with a weighted average carcass price of 86.71. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds were 42 to 45, 4 to 500 pound sows are 43 to 48, 5 to 550 weights were 49 to 50, and 550 and up were 50 to 51. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from 58 to 61. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 10,969 head. And from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, opening report for May 7th, they had receipts of 331 head. And compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1.50 to $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers were $2 higher. Choice slaughter steers, 125 to 130. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 114 to 120. Choice slaughter heifers, 125 to 129. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 127 to 128.50 and on a dress basis at 203 to 204. Heifers on a live basis traded at 127 and on a dress basis 200 to 204. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, Trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 341 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $87.92, and that was 91 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. The choice carcasses were $201.19, that was 93 cents higher, and the select carcasses were $190.26, and that was 65 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, slaughter cattle was estimated at 125,000, which compared to 125,000 last week and 128,000 a year ago. The hog slaughter was established at 415,000, which compared to 418,000 last week and 416,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter 163 and 3/4 down 3/4, for block cheese 186 and a half down 5, for barrel cheese 173 and a half unchanged, and the spot price for class 3 milk ending Tuesday 1856, 12 cents below Monday's close. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, $6.67. For June, $6.79. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, $6.59. And for June, $6.67. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, $14.68. And for June, $14.15. Wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.93. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield $6.67, corn at Scottville $6.59, beans at Scottville or Greenfield $14.68, wheat at Scottville $6.93. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday. Right now, color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn. Engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the Challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
Partly cloudy skies today. High temperatures in the low 80s with light and variable winds. Tonight becoming cloudy, a slight chance of a shower. Low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy skies with showers likely. High temperatures in the mid-70s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy skies and cooler. A chance of showers on Friday. Low temperatures in the mid-40s. High temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have partly cloudy skies. The winds are calm. The barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 56 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
It's spring, and that means spring cleaning for your house and for your comfort. With a Lennox Home Comfort System from Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning in Litchfield, you can sweep away inconsistent temperatures and wasted energy. And right now, receive up to $1,700 in rebates and federal tax credits on the purchase of a qualifying Lennox Home Comfort System. Call them today at 324-2818 and start enjoying a more comfortable home every day of the year.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday brought to you by Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. In the news today, the United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly crop progress and condition report on Monday. Statistician Mark Schleusner has this week's report from the state of Illinois.
Illinois farmers ran their planters for a few days last week. The rains closed the planting window near the end of the week. Statewide, the average rainfall for the week was more than 1.7 inches, nearly an inch above normal. Temperatures averaged more than 2 degrees above normal for the week. Across Illinois, there was an average of 2 days suitable for field work. Topsoil moisture remained essentially unchanged at 44% adequate and 56% surplus. Corn planting increased to 7% complete compared to 88% last year and 48% for the five-year average. The condition of the Illinois wheat crop declined slightly and was rated as 1% very poor, 6% poor, 25% fair, 57% good, and 11% excellent. I would like to speak for one short moment on the Census of Agriculture. This project only occurs every 5 years, and it provides the most complete set of agricultural statistics for our country and for your county. The data collection window is about to close, and you may be contacted to gather some data about your farm or ranch. Please provide a few moments of your time to help with this important project. All reports are confidential by law, and only county totals and averages are published. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
On Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. Grains took a tumble on the Chicago Board of Trade Monday in spite of concerns in the country about slow planting progress. And Arlen explains.
There's two simple reasons we can boil it down to. We may not agree with them, but these two simple reasons. The first is everything needs to be looked at in the context that the trade expects USDA on Friday to show new crop stocks, surplus stocks, at near 2 billion bushels. So they believe that planting delays that reduce yield and or acres are okay, because we need to lose yield and or acres, because we're going to have corn running out of our ears, so to speak, at the end of this growing season. And so that first point needs to be made, that that's the perception of the trade. The other thing that happened was the forecast models over the weekend for the 6 to 10 day period dried out significantly. Now, we can still talk legitimately about the question of the 6 to 10 day period. If that's 5 days without any rain, how many of those days could you actually do field work? But in the mind of the trade, we're going to have more bushels than we know what to do with, and we're going to have a planting window, so the crop's going to get into the ground.
Boy, it's amazing. Some of these traders, I think they forget what side of the steering wheel of the combine they're on.
Well, they quickly point back to a couple of years when we had where, well, they forget that conditions were ideal in those years, when we planted up to 40 to 43% of the crop in 1 week's time. So they keep thinking, well, the equipment we have these days, farmers are amazing at what they can get done, not recognizing how long it takes those soils to dry out and to warm up. And so that's the one thing, that's the one disconnect with the trade.
That's another thing, too, that they're concerned about is soil temperatures. They're not really coming up very fast, are they?
No, and here again, it depends on where you were at and how much rain you received, and so therefore that impacts how quickly the soil warms up. Obviously, the wetter soils are slower to warm up than the drier soils, but most areas have had significant rain now. We have had a little better progress in the eastern Midwest, Indiana, Ohio, and we've had some pockets elsewhere in the Midwest as well as in the South. But overall, the bulk of the Corn Belt has struggled with soils that are cool and wet.
Yeah, but one thing in the favor of producers, especially around here, over the past couple of years, there's been a lot of field tile installed, and that'll make a big difference in the drying process.
Well, it really will, and this will be the year that those who sell those tiling systems will be able to point back and say, you should have had tiling if you didn't, and so they'll probably make more sales for next year. This is one of those years when it will help pay off getting the crop into the field a little bit quicker, maybe being able to catch one of those windows between storms.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. With the growing concern over childhood obesity, the Pork Checkoff funded an important study on the role of high-protein pork in a balanced diet. The University of Missouri completed this 12-week study. It suggests that teens who eat a high-protein, lean pork breakfast may consume fewer sugary snacks later on in the day. Pork Checkoff Manager of Nutrition Communications and Research, Adria Scheel Brown, says 20 to 30% of U.S. adolescents do not eat breakfast.
This habit can lead to weight gain, not only in the younger years, but then as they grow into adults and develop these habits, it can be continuous. So it's important to develop healthy habits now so you can carry them into, you know, your older adult years. what this research showed, the subjects that had the higher protein breakfast led to a 400-calorie decrease and fewer high-fat, high-sugary snacks late in the afternoon or evening. And this was all voluntary, so they were provided these snacks, but the high-protein consumption eaters didn't consume the extra calories compared to those who skipped breakfast or had a normal protein breakfast.
Lean pork is more than just a good source of protein. Ms. Brown says there are many nutritional benefits with pork.
It provides lots of not only iron, zinc, selenium, lots of B vitamins, B12, and overall just important minerals that aren't always found in other food groups. And so this research is consistent in research we've done in the past in adult men and women, and it really demonstrates the benefits of including lean pork in meals, not only at breakfast but in other meals, which just increase feeling of fullness, reduces desires to eat later in the day, and in turn, helps with weight management or even weight loss.
For more information, go to www.pork.org. Do you think we'd have the biggest economy in the world if we were still using Model Ts and biplanes to get around? Well, one area of our infrastructure is that old, and the American Farm Bureau transportation specialist Andrew Walmsley says it's time for Congress to approve updates. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Jana Miller has more.
The Senate is getting ready to vote on the Water Resources Development Act, known as WRDA, which would update infrastructure for the nation's inland waterways and ports. American Farm Bureau transportation specialist Andrew Walmsley says those improvements are crucial for our economy.
Our waterways infrastructure is basically relying on technology that many of them were built in the 1930s. We've got locks out there older than the Model T.
But why are locks and dams important for our economy? Because transporting freight by water is the most energy-efficient option out there. So these waterways are critical to keeping our domestic supply chain competitive. International trade accounts for more than a quarter of the nation's GDP and more than 38 million American jobs.
You see, for every dollar spent on infrastructure, about $1.92 return in economic activity.
Walmsley suggests people consider this. It takes 200 rail cars or 1,000 semi-trucks to move what one 15-tow barge can transport using a fraction of the fuel.
You do see it in action through less congestion on your roadways. When you look at what a barge is able to move down the river at a very much less expensive form of transportation, it's about $14 a ton in cost savings to use our waterways instead of rails or roads. That translates into lower prices to consumers and, like I said, less congestions on the roadways.
Jana Miller, Washington.
In other news this morning, Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow would like to begin a markup of the farm bill Thursday, but North Dakota Senator John Hoeven says it may not happen until next Tuesday. Senator Hoeven says the Senate Ag Committee will take the bill it passed last year and use it as a starting point, but some changes will be made. Senator Hoeven anticipates the countercyclical program to be added again, the revenue program to stay but be a little slimmer, as the Senate will have to trim about $10 billion from the bill passed last year. Senator Stabenow's mark is anticipated to include provisions for small cuts to food stamps, to curb crop insurance subsidies for high-income farmers, and develop national standards for chicken cage sizes for egg production. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has already stated he wants the Senate to take up the farm bill this month. With Congress scheduled to begin the Memorial Day recess on the 24th, that does not leave much time to move the bill to the floor. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow has announced the committee will hold its farm bill markup next Tuesday the 14th. And according to New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, the bill could move to the floor by next week as well. Senator Gillibrand believes there will be small changes in committee, but not many. A diverse group of 44 conservation, environmental, crop insurance, and agricultural organizations have come together in distributing a position paper that outlines a compromise to link conservation compliance and crop insurance premium assistance and to oppose means testing, payment limitations, or premium subsidy reductions for the crop insurance program. The recommendations have been submitted to the leadership of both agriculture committees for their consideration during the new Farm Bill debate. According to a letter to Senate Ag leaders, the position provides an effective farm and natural resource safety net. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, May wheat is now trading at 7.01 and a half, up two. July wheat trading at 7.10, up a penny. May corn trading at 6.78 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. July corn trading at 6.40 and 3/4, up 3/4. May soybeans trading at 14.74 and a quarter, up 10 3/4. July beans trading at 13.90, up 7 3/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield.